It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Christmas Day, December 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. A large ranch in Ouray County is now protected through a conservation easement. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The nearly 2,500-acre Sawtooth Mountain Ranch borders the Uncompahgre National Forest. The property now has a conservation easement on it that will prevent any future development. A $3 million grant from the Federal Forest Legacy Program and a $680,000 grant from Great Outdoors Colorado made this possible. Justin Spring is with the Trust for Public Lands Colorado office.
You know, in our work, we see a lot of opportunities out there, and what really rose to the top was Sawtooth Mountain Ranch. Was the opportunity to protect something at a large scale, surrounded on three sides by national forest. And we felt, given the location and proximity to the resort areas like Telluride and really Ouray and Ridgeway to some extent, that if we didn't act now, there is no guarantee this ranch would not turn into a conference facility resort type development.
The site supports habitat for the threatened Canada lynx and other wildlife.
It also has a number of important water rights, and there's over 20 ponds, half a dozen springs on the property, and all these feed into Lou Creek and eventually feed down into the Uncompahgre River, serving a watershed that we estimate benefits over 76,000 people.
Spring says the property will continue operating as a private hunting ranch. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
2015 has been a very difficult year for the oil and gas industry. Crude oil prices have sunk to their lowest level in a decade. And Inside Energy's Dan Boyce says more and more drilling rigs are shutting down.
Oilfield services company Baker Hughes is considered a national authority when it comes to counting the number of drilling rigs operating in the country. And their latest figures show that rig count is the lowest it's been since September of 1999 at 709 rigs. That's less than half of last year's count. In Colorado, the number has dropped to 25 rigs from 68 a year ago. That has meant widespread layoffs throughout the sector. However, technological innovations have kept the amount of total oil produced nationwide on par with last year, even with so many fewer rigs. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
Speaker of the House Dickey Lee Hollinghorst is entering her second year as the leader of the chamber. She's also term limited at the end of the session. As part of our series previewing the legislative session, Benta Berkland interviewed her about her priorities.
Speaker Hollinghorst, thanks for being here.
I'm delighted.
So what's going to be your big focus coming into this session?
From a very general perspective, I like to call it sustaining and improving Colorado's way of life. And that means a lot of things. It certainly means preserving our public lands and preserving that beautiful view of our mountains that we all love and one of the reasons we live here in Colorado, protecting our air and our water for future generations, all of those things that are so important to us as a state. But it also means dealing with jobs and the economy. We still have plenty of work to do on that. Making sure that our education system works well and that it's adequately funded, putting that all together with good fiscal policy and a budget that works for the people of the state of Colorado.
Describe what you think some of the key issues around the budget will be this session.
Well, we have a bit of a thicket that has to be cut out of, and it relates to the taxpayer Bill of Rights, and it relates to the fact that we now are in a situation where all of the additional money that we collect in revenues has to be capped and refunded, and generally speaking, it's not very much to individual residents of the state of Colorado. That money, and we've heard this loud and clear over the last year or so from our constituents, that they would much prefer to have that invested in important infrastructure like transportation, in making sure we have the best education for our kids. We have a legislative fix to that. We're going to be working on that. We don't know how far we'll be able to go, and it's something that's a priority for me.
We have split control at the State House where Republicans control the Senate. So do you think that'll be the biggest challenge, making sure you can get enough GOP members on board?
That'll be one of our challenges. And of course, that's the challenge of this next session, is to try to find ways that we can work together with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle in the House, and certainly with the leadership from both the Republicans and the Democrats in the Senate. I'm confident that we have the ability at least to talk about those things, and I hope we will be able to work out issues, particularly as they relate to the budget.
You've supported allowing local communities to have more control over energy development in their areas, and right now we have two cases before the state Supreme Court, Longmont's fracking ban and the five-year moratorium that Fort Collins voters passed. A decision by the court is expected in the spring. How does that impact oil and gas legislation this session?
It may have some ripple effect. We have members that are looking at oil and gas legislation. Whether or not they will introduce them will depend on the stakeholder processes that they're involved in and trying to find good ways to legislate. But this goes directly, in my opinion, to the Colorado way of life. We have serious issues with interface in urban areas between oil and gas development, which is basically a heavy industrial operation, and residents and homeowners whose property rights may be affected, among other things, and their health. So we're looking at legislation that will ensure fairness there, and that's a very important part of our platform this year, is fairness for everybody.
So you're in a position as Speaker to manage the chamber, and you have a lot of control over which bills pass, which bills fail, and then along with that, you get credit when things go well, and you get blamed sometimes when things don't go well. Your thoughts coming into your final session?
When I first started almost 8 years ago, I never imagined that I would be doing this, but I also consider it a great honor and a privilege to be Speaker, and I try to do the very best job I can, and if blame comes with that, that's fine. If I get a little credit here and there, I don't mind, and I'm looking forward to a final session and really letting folks have it when necessary and doing a few fun things along the way.
Thanks. That's Speaker of the House, Dickie Lee Hollinghorst.
Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.